I recently watched an interesting series of lectures a few weeks ago based on the greatest trials of all times. The first was the trial of Socrates. The last was the famous O.J. Simpson trial. In between were some famous ones like the Scopes Monkey trial. Also, maybe the most notorious trials was the Nuremberg trials after World War II. A curious thing came out of that particular trial, one that you'll see everywhere. All the Nazis said in their defense that they were just following orders. Nobody believed them. So one guy in the 50s did an experiment, perhaps one of the most famous and often referred to in recent times, the Milgram experiment. They wanted to see just how many people would harm another person, clearly causing them pain, only because an authority told them to. It was set up as a fake memory test. Authority, teacher, learner. The teacher was the mark, the one that believed it really was a memory test. The learner was the guy allegedly getting shocked, or at least pretending to. The real study was, again, to see how many of these teachers would shock somebody. Before the study, they guessed maybe 2 to 3%. But it turns out that 2/3 of people will give a shock to a guy begging them not to, only because the authority says it's okay. This test has been repeated several times and it gets the same answer every time. It turns out that we humans will do pretty much whatever we're told. This is as adults. How about when we are kids? This is even more pronounced. And what is the common message given to kids by adults? Not directly, but unconsciously? That expressing yourself is wrong, dangerous. How many times does a normal kid express their happiness, desire, excitement, etc., only to be told to shut up by an adult? What does this do? It creates a cause-effect link in our brains. Expressing ourselves is dangerous. Expressing ourselves, our wants, needs, desires, invites an angry response. This lives beneath our conscious awareness. This presents itself as a kind of low-level anxiety, generally referred to as social anxiety. Unless you get rid of this, it will keep you trapped. Luckily, it's not that difficult. Boring, yes. Tedious, yes. And it might take a while. But imagine a life without this nagging remnant of times gone by. Imagine how you could express yourself. Imagine all the fun you could have experimenting with how playfully you could express yourself. That's what lies on the other side. To learn more, visit mindpersuasion.com/live-training.